Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.
Welcome to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Steve is the founder of Financial Solutions for Business, the author of the Ultimate Business Owner Plan, and certified exit planning advisor. He uses his 25 years of working with successful business owners and interviews with top advisors and successful business owners to help baby boomer business owners create the business and the life they have always dreamed of. Now, here's Steve.
Well, thank you, Spike. Welcome back to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show. We're welcoming now Scott Bullock. Scott is one of the partners of SPB Capital Partners. He's the CFO and founding partner. He's a former CPA. I think he still maintains that, although he doesn't practice. And he's going to talk about the role of private equity firms in exit transactions. He's also a certified exit planner himself. So, Scott, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Steve. It's a pleasure.
I'm glad. I'm really looking forward to talking about private equity and what you're up to. So I shared a little bit of your background, but talk to our listeners about your background and what brings you to where you're at today.
Sure. So as you mentioned, I started my career as a certified public accountant at the time, one of the big six firms. They very quickly morphed into the final four. But in my roles in two different big CPA firms, I got very involved on the transactional side of business. I got involved in distressed businesses. I got involved in capital raise. But the most enjoyable aspect of what I did was helping business owners recapitalize their business, perform due diligence for transactions, whether it was a buy-side transaction or a sell-side transaction, and ultimately concluded that I needed to spend more time doing that and less time working on tax returns and financial statements, and made the final jump about right at 10 years ago into the private equity world. So
any regrets?
Oh no. I mean, it's one word of caution though to anybody that thinks that it's an easy transition. At least busy season is predictable. That is one thing about being a CPA. When you're outside of CPA and you're doing transactions, it's not quite as predictable.
You never know what any day is gonna hold for you, huh?
No. Well, and when you get into the throes of a transaction, particularly when you're a buy side transaction, which is what is, you know, that's what private equity is. You know, private equity is for the investment world, private equity, it's an investment strategy. But for us private equity professionals, it's a source of capital to do either, well, any of three things: buyouts, or provide some debt, or it's venture capital. That's what a lot of people think of when they think of private equity. And so when you're on the private equity side and you're particularly in the role of what I do, where we're the investment side. We're taking this capital that has been entrusted to us, and we're trying to put it to work. And because we don't know the business owner's business as well as they know their business, there's a lot of pressure to make sure that we are very thorough in our diligence and that we get up to speed pretty quickly. And so consequently, the balancing of our time can sometimes get a little bit out of kilter, and it's just not very predictable.
So I hope that we can do that. I think using this time to demystify private equity for our listeners who are sellers for the most part, I think is going to be really interesting. But talk just for a minute about your firm and I guess your ideal targets, your ideal acquisition or targets to partner with? Who are you really looking for?
Sure. So SPV Partners, we're a private equity firm. We were formed 10 years ago right here in Las Vegas. We have a second office in Southern California, right in Santa Monica. And so our typical target is a business owner that has somewhere between 1 and 10 million of earnings. And so what we typically do is we are typically trying to customize a structure where we could invest into a control position. Typically, it is a business owner that is either trying to just take some chips off the table so that he can diversify his wealth, or in some cases, it is a business owner that is just ready to retire. In a smaller percentage of our transactions, it could be growth capital. So maybe the business owner isn't ready to sell down, but the business is growing, and in that case, we can provide capital in that situation as well.
That's great. So any particular industries that you preferred?
No, we're kind of industry agnostic. We've touched a lot of different industries. We've touched the gaming industry, the hospitality industry. We've touched real estate in a pretty big way. Our most recent venture is in family entertainment. We developed a $50 million water park here in Las Vegas. And so that one was a little bit outside of the box. But there really are quite a few industries that we've touched. The waste industry, we're in the waste industry, multifamily, charged off credit space. I think that I've got some of the main ones that we've been in most recently.
That's a broad array, to say the least, Scott. Got to be very interesting. So let's peel back the onion a little bit. So you talked about your target audience are businesses that do 1 to 10 million of earnings as opposed to revenue, correct?
That's right.
All right.
And so often that, I mean, if a business has earnings of 1 to 10 million, that often translates into revenue of 10 to 100 million. And I know we get requested to look at transactions that are both larger and smaller. It seems like we get requested to look at a lot more smaller deals. The challenge for us in a small deal is that the fact of the matter is it takes just as much work to do a small deal as it does to work on a larger deal. And then also a number of these smaller businesses that are sub 1 million, they've still got a fair amount of work that needs to be done, and they really need to be coached through a little bit more growth, get a little bit closer to best in class as far as performance goes, and then you'll be a little bit more tuned up for a private equity transaction.
Yeah, that's where I was going to say. I'm not sure that the smaller deals are as much work for you. I would probably submit that they're more work than a larger deal, because they often don't have the financial records, or they don't have the infrastructure, or like you said, they need some coaching to get to where they really need to be. True.
That is true. That is true. And you know, so many of these business owners, they really are solid managers. They're good at what they do. They're good at their product. But when it comes down to some of the operational intricacies, or it comes down to particularly their financial management, we often see these business owners that are just great entrepreneurs, great relationship and great in their industry, very highly regarded. But then you take a look at their books and you find out that their cousin or their aunt is their bookkeeper, and that bookkeeper really doesn't have any real training other than maybe an online QuickBooks class. And when we start, trying to dive into the financial metrics, which we have to have in order to underwrite a deal, and we start seeing some pretty big holes.
Yeah. So you touched on it, but let's be a little bit more foundational, if you will. So now I've got a business that does $1 to $10 million of earnings, and someone tells me, boy, you ought to explore private equity. From your perspective, why would I want to explore private equity? What would be the reasons why I would want to even approach you to say, I'd like you to consider taking a look at my business?
Well, so from a business owner's perspective, the reasons why they would like to do that is take some chips off the table and be able to get access to additional experts in their industry. They can maintain some business continuity and probably some management continuity. And private equity firms are pretty flexible as far as deal structures go.
What are some common deal structures that your firm or private equity in general will do with a hypothetical $1 to $10 million business owner?
Yeah, so I mean, if we just kind of start, just at a fairly high level. First thing we're going to do is we're going to try to put a valuation on the enterprise. And let's assume that valuation is about 5x. So if the business, let's assume this is a low, kind of on the low end of that range. If it's a $1 million business, and if the business is worth $5 million, we would likely be looking to typically a control position. So at least a 50%. Or at least a 51% transaction. I'd say more typically we'd be looking at a 70 to 80% transaction. We actually like the seller or that family that is taking some chips off the table to stay in the deal for a second bite at the apple. And if that family is taking 80%, we can typically Very often, we can typically provide a pretty meaningful liquidity event through the equity that we invest and the leverage that we would obtain.
Tell me about that. What do you mean by the leverage that you obtain?
So we would borrow against the business. The private equity firms, we use debt so that we can improve the return on equity. So, a common transaction would probably have somewhere in the neighborhood, if it's a 5X deal, we'd be looking at two to three turns of debt, and then 2 to 3 turns of equity, kind of 50-50. And mm-hmm. so we would be borrowing against the business. And
got it.
The way that a private equity firm generates its return, well, one, it generates its return because it's not coming up with as much equity. But then also, while we use debt, we're pretty focused on sweeping cash flow to pay debt down. And as you pay debt down and grow the business, it really puts the equity return kind of on steroids.
It geometrically increases that.
It does. Yeah. It's a nice. It works out very well. And private equity firms, I mean, because it's such a small, even though it's about a $2 trillion industry, in the whole scope of where dollars are allocated from investors, it's not a real big slice of the pie. It's, you know, between 5 and 10% of the total investment dollars that are available. And so it's a little bit riskier from an investor's standpoint. Consequently, private equity firms have a higher return profile. We really are targeting in excess of 20% returns on the equity that we put into a deal.
And so to do that, you've got to find good quality businesses. So again, let's go back to me, the owner that now is saying, hey, I'd like you to take a look at my business. What are the things that are critical to you to make it a business that's going to be attractive for you to invest in?
Well, so one of the things that we do very, very quickly or very early into a transaction, just so that we can be efficient with sellers and also efficient with our own time, is we have a scorecard that we would go through. It's about, it's not about, it's exactly 13 questions. And those questions talk about or inquire about the management team, some continuity on management. We try to find out about growth. We try to find out about business practices, trying to assess whether that business is best in class or whether they're kind of worst in class. And so we're looking for businesses, though, that we can grow. If it's buggy whip companies are going to be really tough for us to invest in. But businesses that appear to have a little bit of a growth profile or an opportunity to grow, if we use our relationships and the other private equity resources that we have to grow a business, that is what is going to be appealing to us.
Got it. That's very interesting. I think that most business owners don't really get how that works and what's in it for them and what's in it for you. So let's sum that up a little bit. We try and give our listeners tips and ideas and precautions to look out for. What are some of the pros and cons of selling my business to a private equity buyer?
Well, so we talked about some of the pros, the management continuity. If you've got employees and so forth that you want to keep employed, that's nice. The business generally remains intact. We don't change the name. We're pretty good. I'd say we're expert at the acquisition process, so we know how to get through the acquisition. And another pro is that there's your disclosure, the information that you're sharing or that a business owner is sharing is not going out to competitors.
Mm-hmm.
And so because we're a private equity buyer, we're not competing. We're trying to make sure that it fits within our profile of an investment.
As opposed to going to one of my main competitors, maybe who's a larger competitor of mine who wants to buy me, but going through the due diligence process, I've got to show them all my dirty laundry and they get to know everything
exactly
about me. And even if we have a non-disclosure, they still know the information.
Exactly. And so that is one. A private equity buyer may not be the highest buyer. A strategic may actually pay more. A strategic may pay a premium. The challenge is, like you just said, if you're a business owner, do you really want to go to your competitor and expose your business? Now, as a private equity firm, that is a very common, I don't want to say it's very common, but it is necessary that over a period of years that the private equity owner will want to sell that business. And so it's not a flip, but it is preparing the business for an eventual second transaction. And so that could be considered a con to some business owners. Another con is, or another negative is, that sometimes the private equity firm has really good intentions about strategy and strategic insight, and it just doesn't materialize. Sometimes we think that we're smarter than we really are, and once we get in there, we don't add as much strategic value as the seller may have thought that we would. And so that is a risk that the seller needs to be aware of.
Those are very fair and honest, Scott. Thank you for sharing those, because I think that any time that we can help people go into transactions with open eyes and education, it ultimately is best for everybody. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, one of the things that we have tried to do in our business, it isn't so much the number of deals or the profitability of the deal. It's trying to make sure that the people that we do deals with, that we would want to do a deal with them again. And so, you know, maintaining that character and that candor, so that if opportunity came up, that we could do business with that business owner again. And
yeah.
So that's an important aspect to us when we're looking at transactions.
No, that's great, Scott. So we've just about reached the end of our time here, but hey, who is it that would be best to get in touch with you? What really makes sense for our, you know, who among our listeners would be the best ones to get in touch with you?
Well, you know, it's probably right there in the sweet spot of clients that you have, families that are looking or potentially considering liquidity events. We have capital. There's about $1 trillion of dry powder in the private equity markets.
Wow.
Right now. We have dry powder. We are looking for transactions, but we want to make sure that these business owners and these families that have these businesses, that they've taken a few steps to become somewhat educated, that they're honest with themselves about how difficult a transaction is going to be. You don't just flip the switch. It takes time. It takes 6 to 9 months to get through a deal. And so, you know, we would want families and sellers that are setting reasonable expectations on the amount of liquidity, on the amount of disclosure that we're going to seek, and on just the whole diligence process.
So if I you know, get through the hurdles here, I've either got a business that does $1 to $10 million of bottom line, or I'm an advisor with a client whose business does $1 to $10 million of bottom line that wants to explore private equity. What's the best way for them to get in touch with you, Scott?
Yeah, shoot me an email. My email address is scott@spbpartners. That's just scott@sampaulboypartners.com. Shoot me an email.
That's great.
I can turn around our scorecard, which is, again, it's 13 questions. It's pretty easy for us to be candid and honest with a family or a business owner if they fit the profile for us. If they don't, there are times when we could refer them. If they're larger or smaller, sometimes we could refer them to another private equity shop, or sometimes we can work with them on kind of tuning the business up and getting it ready for private equity.
That's great, Scott. That's very, very generous of you to offer to do that for those folks. So that's, once again, that email address is scott@sbpartners.com, and shoot him an email and he'll get you off the questionnaire and be frank with you and tell you if you're a candidate for private equity. So once again, thanks for coming on the show, Scott. I look forward to having you back in the future and diving deeper with some of the things that you're doing with private equity.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Steve.
Hey, have a great weekend. So that was Scott Bullock from SPB Capital Partners. We're going to take a quick break. Please hang on. We're going to have Steve Oceans, who's one of the most highly published, top-rated estate and asset protection attorneys in the country. You're really going to want to hear what he has to talk about. So we're going to take a quick break and then be back with Steve Oceans.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Please visit ultimatebusinessowner.com to contact Steve for more tips, strategies, and precautions to help you create the business and the life you have always dreamed of. Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.